Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive towards third. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Carter and he is out, Parrish applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Martin scores. May moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May scores. LeMaster moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Raines reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavill hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans is walked intentionally. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Evans moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Montanez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Giants. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White pinch hits for Ray Burris. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from May and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's Expos, 3, Giants, 3. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lavelle. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter is walked intentionally. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Carter moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromartie. The throw from May to LeMaster and they have Cromartie trapped. The throw over to Cabell, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Joe Pettini pinch runs for Milt May. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Pettini moves to second. It's Expos, 4, Giants, 4. Bill North pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Woody Fryman now pitching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Pettini now playing shortstop. Mike Sadek now catching. Al Holland now pitching. Chris Smith pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Chris Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pettini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pettini. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 4 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 4 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pettini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettini hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach pinch hits for Chris Spear. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball four. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holland fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 5 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Mike Sadak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadak takes first base on ball four. Rennie Stennett pinch hits for Al Holland. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sadak moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Cabell moves to second. Steve Ratzer now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-5 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sadak scores. Cabell moves to third. Morgan moves to second. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.